Hi and welcome to Cumbernauld Academy's second podcast. Today we've got another host, Rachel Alexander.
Hiya.
She was our guest in the last podcast, but now she was just that good that we're going to have her on as a co-host. So in the news this week, we are steadily hurtling towards a supposed exit from the EU towards this end of the month. And we're also looking forward to Thursday's Mental Health Awareness Day. Next week. We also had a STEM event this week, to advertise opportunities within the school for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. We're also currently watching our old school building be demolished. How are you feeling about that, Rachel?
Oh, it feels like my memories are crashing down with it. Like, that was what I went into and I've grew up in there.
I think it's been a mixed bag. I've spoken to people that are really happy about it. They think it's a really good opportunity to feel like they can move on, but then I don't know, I'm quite nostalgic. But again, like, the technology and the resources in this new school are like making up for that, but I don't know, I kind of miss it a little bit.
Yeah.
But today we're going to be speaking to Mr. Cairns. We've got a tough set of questions for him to answer. How are you feeling today?
Well, I thought that when I got the job as the head teacher of the merged school, Cumbernauld Academy, 6 years ago, that would be my last interview. So I was pretty nervous then, maybe not so nervous today, but I'm delighted to be here with you.
That's great. Thank you for coming. So I'll just kick it off by asking you, why did you want to become a teacher in the first place, and particularly the head teacher at Cumbernauld Academy?
It's an interesting question. I think when I was 17 and I was thinking about the rest of my life and what I wanted to do, I was unsure at that stage about what I wanted to do. The one thing I did know at that point was that I didn't want to become a teacher. My dad was a teacher, my mum was a teacher, and the last thing I wanted to do was to become a teacher. I did know that I wanted to work with people. I did know that I wanted to explore with people what their values were, and I did know that whatever I did in the world, I wanted to be able to help people to make a difference, to make the world a better place. I was never motivated by money or anything like that. It was always about people. And I suppose I spent a long time studying at university, 7 years, did 2 degrees, and at that point I was kind of unsure about exactly where I wanted to go, and someone said to me, look, there's an opportunity to go and do a postgraduate in teaching. Why don't you take that up? So I did, thinking that I would do that for the year and then see where I ended up. And I ended up here as the head teacher of Cumbernauld Academy. Circuitous route. Worked in lots of different mainstream schools. Spent a lot of time working with young, in my early years as a teacher, working with young people who came from really disadvantaged backgrounds and for whom mainstream schools didn't work. So that's something that I think has helped me as a head teacher understand that, you know, school's not always for everybody, and sometimes it's only after you leave school that you realise that the opportunities that are available at school can be good ones for everyone. So becoming the head teacher of Cumbernauld Academy, this school in particular was important to me because I'd been deputy head in Cumbernauld High School. Really enjoyed that job. Was really sad to leave Cumbernauld High School. But the head teacher's job came up in Abron Hill, and at that point I thought, this is a great opportunity to go and join a school community as the leader and help other people to lead that school. And when I went to Abron Hill, I learned so much from the staff, from the parents and the young people in that school, that I just fell in love with that school too. And the local authority then decided that they were going to merge both schools. So I had to either take a job somewhere else or apply for the job as the head teacher of Cumbernauld Academy. For me, there was no choice. I wanted to be the head teacher of Cumbernauld Academy. And I love it.
That's good.
So what would you say is your favourite part of the job?
My favourite part of the job is working with people, young people, parents, staff. I pretty much see myself as the servant of this community, that it's up to me to empower other people, to listen to other people, to advocate on the behalf of young people and staff, and teachers to get things right. So I do that with the local authority, with elected members. So I think my favourite part of the job, I suppose, is service to the community. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and now I get the chance to do it in a very particular way.
It's quite commendable. I don't know if I could do it. Yeah.
Molly, if anybody could do it, you could definitely do it. Absolutely no question
about
that.
That's a big compliment.
It's a privilege to be allowed to serve a community as a head teacher. And to see it any other way, I think, is to miss a trick about the opportunity that role affords you.
Yeah.